Welcome to Appleton, Wisconsin at the Vikings Team Hotel. The Vikings and Packers play on Thursday night in Green Bay, but the team stays a few miles away in Appleton, and Phil Sims will call the game for CBS. He has tracked the Vikings down for the production meetings. What did you learn about our team, Phil?
Well, I learned they're going to serve a really good meal down the hallway here. In Appleton, I came here as a player, and I've been here many times. This is where everybody stays. But, you know, what did I learn? Nothing really deep or particular. Just that Mike Zimmer, I'm glad he finally got a chance to be a head coach in the NFL. And when you meet some of the players, you understand why they have a chance to have great success.
You guys come into town to do a game on Wednesday. You meet with both teams, right? Take us through kind of your pregame routine as you try and educate yourself about a game.
Well, you know, you start cramming. You know, Sunday was over, and first thing Monday morning, I'm watching Minnesota's games. I watched all their games during preseason, and I've seen their three previous games before this. But just learning the players, which always helps, and my opinions. But then the other thing is, too, talking to the coaches, talking to the players, kind of fills in the gaps. And it kind of reaffirms some of the things you're thinking. And, of course, you learn some things that you didn't know. And the great thing about this job is you hear this from one team and you hear this the other, and you go, oh, this is going to be interesting when it comes together and we get right to see the game and how it unfolds. So a little inside information is really awesome to watch when I do these games.
You talked to several guys on the offensive side of the ball. The big storyline is going to be who's going to play a quarterback. So Right. We're not going to get into that here. But a Norv Turner offense, what does Norv Turner's offense look like here with the Vikings?
Well, it usually means success. You know, everywhere I've followed, you know, I've known Norv since the mid-'80s. And I actually was in a Pro Bowl one year, and he was a young coach, and we had a great time there. We've really been in touch ever since. But, you know, he knows how to keep the quarterback involved, to get them in rhythm, to let them have success. And what I like in this modern day of, you know, 15 throws a game behind the line of scrimmage, Norv still knows how to get it down the field and get guys open. And he makes stars out of wide receivers and quarterbacks. So that was fun to watch. And what he did last week against the Atlanta Falcons with Teddy Bridgewater, not unexpected, really well thought out. And I know all the quarterbacks with the Vikings are excited that he's the offensive coordinator.
I'd say you probably spent the most time, and it surprised me, with Harrison Smith. I think that may have been your longest meeting, and he's a defensive player. So here you are, a quarterback, and big situation with our quarterback, sure. But you spend the most time with the defensive player from our team.
Well, he's got a big job. Yeah. You know, and listen, you know why we talk to him? Because, you know, there's this guy on the other side that you're going to face. I hear he's pretty good. Yeah, that's Aaron Rodgers, yes. So, you know, I want to talk about that. And, you know, a guy like Harrison Smith, he's so active on the field. He's going to be such a visible part of the game. You can't miss him because he runs around and everything. He's involved in so many plays. And Jordy Nelson, a great wide receiver he's going against. But really, what the thought process is for him and the defense when you play a quarterback like Aaron Rodgers, because it's unique and he's special.
Right. Well, you can catch the game, Vikings and Packers. It's Thursday night, 7:30. Catch the game on CBS. Phil will be calling the action with his partner Jim Nance and Tracy Wolfson on the sidelines. You guys got a pretty good team.
Yeah, it's a great team, no doubt about it. Looking forward to it. And tell everybody to make sure they watch tomorrow, and I'll tell you all the things that we learned in these meetings.
All right. Stay tuned to Vikings.com for more coverage of the game, and watch the game on CBS.